Now we start Bava Kama, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah is going to discuss, first of all, the different categories of things that cause damage. This particular Mishnah is focused on things that cause damage to other property, not to people's person, their body, but to property, and also things that pay nezek shalom, pay the full damages. Whatever damage they cause, they have to pay in full. So, according to Shmuel, which is how we learn the Mishnah, there are four things that fit into that description, and the Mishnah lists them out. The Mishnah says, Arba Avos Nazikin. There are four Avos categories, meaning there are also going to be Toldos, like in Shabbos, subcategories of Nazikin, things that cause damage. Really, grammatically, it should say Mazikin, things that cause damage. Nazikin is like a passive, but it's to tell you that it doesn't matter if they do it on purpose or not on purpose, if they cause damage, you have to pay. These are those four things. Hashor, the first is the shor. Literally means the ox or the bull, the cow. But it's referring to, according to Shmuel, Dafka, something called Regel. When the cow walks and goes about its business, it is the derech where to, the normal thing for it to do, to trample things and knock things over. In the normal way of its walking, that's called Regel, literally means leg. And so, that's the first one. So if your cow is in a place where it ought not be, like in my backyard, and it walks, and as it walks, its feet step on my petunias, and its saddle scratches a streak in my Mercedes, all that kind of stuff, you gotta pay for it, sure. V'habor, the second category, a different kind of thing altogether, is a bore. That means a pit. So that means a person digs a hole in the ground, and someone or something falls into it. That's the av, and you're chayav for the full damages. The toldos would be the same way that the shore literally means regulates your feet, but the tolda is things like the saddle scratching. A tolda, for example, a board, be any sort of like stuff thing you leave in the public place where people stumble upon it. Mav'eh is a funny word. It means, according to Shmuel, it's referring to the av malacha called shein, teeth. The reason why that particular word refers to that is just there's
you said it meant literally revealed.
Exactly. Exactly. Niv'u matzfunai means like a pasuk from Avadia, like reveal the hidden secrets, the hidden things. So things that are revealed, because teeth, as the thing chews, its teeth are revealed. So reference to Shein. Shein means the cow eating, but conceptually, it means the animal eats something that it's eating for its own enjoyment, for its own benefit. Okay, that's the idea. So in other words, that's the av malacha, but the toldos would be anything that the cow does for its own enjoyment. In other words, if the cow has this itch on its back and scratches it by rubbing against your Mercedes and then leaves a big scratch there. So that will be that damage will be a damage of what we call shame. Mav'eh told of it because it's doing it for its own enjoyment. It needs to scratch itself. Okay? That kind of damage. Vahev'er. Hev'er from Rabir means like a fire. A person lights a fire and travels, so damage it causes. So that's Shmuel says these are the four kinds of categories of damage that we're talking about, that damage of the people's property for which you pay full damages. Now the Mishnah is now transitioned to say, well, wait a second, this is the question that it's not asking, but it's answering. Wait a second, why did it list all four? Why can't we just learn the pasuk, actually, there are four pasukim, but why can't we just learn one or some of them, and then I'll be able to learn the others by what's called the mamatzino, which is like by, literally means that which we find here, so we should apply it over there. In other words, if we see a principle, why do we have to learn? If I know shore is high for trampling, why should I also know it's high for eating? I would just think, oh, you're responsible for your cow. So you're responsible for your cow, whether it's trampling, whether it's eating. So that's the concept. The concept is, why can't we apply a mamatzino? Why can't we just say, what you see over here, it should apply over here? My loose translation, which sounds very irreverent, but it's pretty much what a mamatzino is sort of like, hey, why not? In other words, if the Torah says you're obligated if your cow tramples my petunias, so hey, why not? Why shouldn't you be obligated if it eats my petunias? Hey, why not? So that's a mamatzino works. So the way you shoot down a mamatzino, which renders it like, you know, an invalid lien to learn a new din, is you'll say, oh, well, the reason why is because there's a good reason why the Torah should be mechayev you more for trampling petunias than eating petunias. So if you have a good reason for that, then you say, well, then that's why you can't say eating. Maybe the Torah is obligated trampling, not eating. So the question is, well, why do you need to know all four? Can't we just learn, have one or more than one, and learn out the rest? So the Mishnah answers that question. It says, no, you can't. Because let's talk about, for starters, that very example of trampling versus eating. So it says, lo hare Hashor Kareha Maveh. Because there's something about Hashor, the animal tramples, that would suggest that you should be chayav for its damage that isn't present when it comes to eating. What's that? It's called Hezeko Matsui. Like, it's inevitable. It's for sure going to happen. You know for sure, when you walk your cow, it's going to walk on something, it's going to squish things as it goes. It's inevitable, it's certain. You should know about it, it happens all the time. So therefore the Torah says, well, watch where your cow is going. As opposed to eating, not necessarily. Like, you know, cows aren't every second of the way eating things. Like, the cows walk when they stop to eat the petunias, so there's a less level of, it's less frequent, and therefore that you want to say, hey, why not learn to eating? I'll tell you why not. Because eating isn't matzah, it's not as common as trampling, which is every step of the way. So the Mishnah then, implicitly, not the word is not there, but it says, it's answering the question, okay, so then teach eating, and I'll know eating and for sure trampling, because if eating you're high for, so trampling too, it's part of it, it's even more common. So the Mishnah says, no, lo harei maveh karei ashur, you actually couldn't, because the reason to be mechayev you for maveh, for eating, is not, there's a logical reason why that should be true, and maybe wouldn't apply to trampling, and that is, when the cow eats, it does it for its own benefit. So the cow's drawn to it. The cow's drawn to eating, and the cow's getting a benefit out of the eating. So maybe the Torah says, listen, you could conceive of the Torah saying, you have a right to walk your cow where it wants, and whoever tramples, how could you, you're not responsible for that, but you know your cow's going to be drawn to eat, to put a muzzle on it, you know, watch it, to make sure it doesn't get into your food. You might think the cow's getting a benefit, you're saving yourself dinner, or whatever the story is. Since the cow has an attraction towards eating, you might think that's the reason why the Torah put a higher standard of requirements of watching out for your cow, as opposed to just trampling, which is sort of passive and doesn't pay attention. Since there's a reason why, you can't say, hey, why not, quote unquote, meaning mamatzinu, you need both. So the Mishnah now answers the question, which implicit question, okay, so teach me both those things, and I'll learn from there to other things, like, for example, a fire. In other words, if you tell me that I'm obligated for my stuff, my cow, whether it's for eating, whether it's for trampling, so say, listen, good, so you see you're obligated for your stuff, and you know that I don't know what that moves around and does damage, so that should apply to your fire too. It also moves around and does damage. So we'll say, no, maybe not, since lo zeh vezeh, when it comes to shein and regel, when it comes to the cow eating and trampling, that is something which is not present in fire. Sheyesh len behen ruach chaim, they're alive, right? Karei eish ein bo ruach chaim, it's not like a fire which isn't alive. So if you'd say, hey, why not, mamatzinu, transferred over to obligate you for your fires also, you might say, no, not necessarily, because those things are alive. Maybe the Torah standard of responsibility is living animals you have to be responsible for, but inanimate things maybe not. So the Mishnah says, answers the question, okay, so fine, so you got all three, so inanimate objects, animate objects, so let them all, you're responsible for all your things, so then why can't I learn that out to the boar, the pit? So the Mishnah says, lo zeh vezeh, you can't learn from zeh, meaning the cow, whether eating or trampling, and zeh, or the fire, you can't learn that to the pit. Because why? Shadaka and Leila Fulahazik. Those are like mobile damaging things. They move. Karea Bor, that's not like a pit. A pit is stationary. Shein Bo Darko Leila Fulahazik. It just sits still. So you might think, okay, the Torah obligates you to watch out for things that, you know, can get out of, sort of, have a figurative life of their own, in the case of fire, literal, but they move around. As opposed to a pit, maybe the Torah says, listen, people should watch their going. You fall in a pit, your animal falls in a pit, that's not your fault. So therefore, it has to tell you even pit. All four of those things. Hatzara shava shabahen, but the common denominator between all these things, which taka you could then apply mamatzino to across the board, is shadarkin lahazik, these things cause damage. And therefore, ushmiras and alecha, if you're responsible to watch it, in other words, it's your cow and you haven't given it to a shepherd, but you're in charge of it, since its derech is to cause damage. Ukashehizik, if it does cause damage, chava mazik lishalim tashlumi nezik, the person who's responsible for that cow, or animal, or pit, or fire, has to pay the damages that it caused, but meitav ha'aretz, with he has to pay the damage in full, and if he chooses to use property to pay for it, he has to pay it with his best property. Okay? So if it's paying with non-property, paying cash, or paying with, you know, I don't know what, any movable object, he can pay, you know, in gold or copper or whatever that he wants to pay with. But if he's going to pay with property, he has to give good quality property, best property he has. Now, just a couple side points here, important side points. One is, the Gemara actually asks a very important question, which is, the Pasuk, the order of the first part of the Mishnah is dealing with the order that appear in the Pesukim, the list of four. But then if you notice, it sort of switched around the order, like, for example, Boar was left to the end, and in the actual list, beginning it should be number, it was number two. Like, it skipped Boar to the end, left it to the end. So the Mishnah, the Gemara asks why. Not only that, but if you actually do the math, so to speak, the logic, you'll figure out, oh, once you know Boar, the inanimate object, and any of the others, like Boar and Shane, let's say, so now you have already a Tzadah Shavah Shabbat, what's the common denominator between your cow trampling and your pit? Answer is, if it's yours and you cause the damage and it's things that can hurt somebody, you have to be responsible for it. So then I wouldn't need to explicitly learn, you know, the other ones like fire, for example. In other words, to put it a different way, the Mishnah has set it up. Indeed, the Mishnah is logically true in as much as you can't, in that order, you can't find a, apply moments, you know, to the other things because there's always this like reason, maybe those things should be more strict. But if you teach pit, Boar first, and one of the things you could learn from a moment to other things. Hey, why not? There's no good reason why not learn from Boar plus Regal to, from that, if you know those things, to say your fire also. Why not? So, that's Akasha. The Gemara's answer is an interesting answer. I'm not going to explore now, but it says, because it wants to be Yagdil Torah V'yadir, to make the Torah, I don't know, bigger and greater. It wants to elaborate on things a little more. And I don't want to explore the hashkafic nature of such an answer. I'm just pointing out the problem. The solution. Now, one thing I want to tell you before I close off this Mishnah is that I way oversimplified it by learning according to Shmuel. Now, I feel justified in doing that because A, the halacha is like Shmuel, and B, the Bartanura did the same thing. But just now that you've got it all behind us, I just want to mention Rav, because Rav and Shmuel have machlokas with Pshat in the Mishnah. If you remember from the introduction, I said that there are actually six basic categories of damage. The two that are left out of this Mishnah according to Shmuel are Adam, human beings causing damage, and Karen. Goring, that's the Karen is the Av. It means anytime an animal damages, but its motivation is to cause damage, to hurt, as opposed to attack. Eat or to attack.
Fox,
yeah.
Fox special on animals attack.
Sorry?
You know that fox special, it was like 12 years ago.
Oh.
You used to have this on animals attack. People get hurt by animals caught in a video.
Right, so that's okay. So that's, that is, well, for.
All different forms.
We're talking about now, remember, we're talking about not any animals, we're talking not foxen, vixen. Fox.
Fox.
Vixen are girls. Foxes are multiple. Yeah. So.
Fox News.
Oh, Fox News Channel. Okay. Anyways, we're talking about domesticated animals, and domesticated animals like sheep and goats and horses do not normally bite or kick or gore. Sorry, one second. So that's all talking about. We're talking about domesticated animals. Therefore, they don't normally attack. So, the other thing I left out here is Adam, which is people doing damage, which is just not mentioned in the Mishnah.
Goats are in Chazaka as being like a bunch of chazers. If you eat food out, they will eat it.
Okay, eat it. That's right. That's called shame.
Oh, you're talking
but goats aren't going to stick you with a horn, right? And they're not going to kick you if you don't provoke them. So they're not going to come and attack you.
If a goat.
Hold on, I'll finish this.
Shot question.
Yeah.
Just like we said, if a Karen doesn't mean horn, it means attack. So trampling, regal doesn't mean trampling, it means unintentional damage, right?
It means damaging, doing its business.
If a goat's like just trotting along and its horn like rips your Armani suit, that's called regal. Right?
Exactly right. You have to expect the cow walks normal way, and what gets in its way, it's going to get dragged along with it. Exactly right. Even if it's not, exactly right. Perfect example. So Rav learns that the Mishnah actually does all six of those things, and he re-understands the list of four in different ways. I'll just read them out to you. So you see, he says that shor here means kol mili de shor, all aspects of a cow. In other words, what does that mean? There's only three aspects there. Cows have shein, regel, and keren. So he stups all shein, keren, regel, all into that first word, which will make the rest of the Mishnah. You can't learn it the way we learned it before, but I don't want to get into that now. And Boar is the same. Boar means pit. Mav'eh, then he learns as a human being. Based on a different pasuk. Okay, that's Adam. And then Hever is the fire. Okay, fine. That's Hever, I should say. So that's, I'm sorry, I cannot speak that out. But we'll go through more for now. Now,